Unisa Radio, the African voice, it's all about you. All about you.
Welcome back to The Lunchbox with me, Petunia Sibuya, right here at Unisa Radio, where the African voice is about nobody else but you. Well, yes, welcome back. And as we are approaching the exams, most of the students find themselves procrastinating and demotivated. If you find yourself postponing to revise, amending to your assignments, and just losing interest in terms of studying and whatnot, we have our weekly slot with people from the DCCD. Today, I am joined by Itumeleng and Neo. How are you guys?
No, we're very well, thanks.
I'm very well, thank you. And motivation and procrastination, rather. How does the two link together?
Okay, in terms of that, remember when you came here to study at Unisa, you had that motivation. You knew in terms of what is it that you want to do, and you had hopes and dreams. So along the way, you might find that you have challenges with your modules, and you find that you're no longer interested in your qualification. Mm. So that is where procrastination gets into place, where now instead of studying for preparing for exam, then you start to, you know what, I'm no longer interested in this qualification. And for you to actually start, you keep on postponing. I'll start next week with my exam. I'll start that other time with my exam. And also with students that you find that they've been doing the same qualification over more 3 years in terms of that. So they lose interest. And that's where procrastination gets into place in terms of what if I'm going to fail again the same module also.
You know, you mentioned something very interesting, that people reach a stage where they just lose interest in their modules. I've seen that a lot happening, rather, you know, people changing from one course to the next. What really causes that?
Okay, you know, with the conversation that we normally have with students, you find a student thinking that since, well, this qualification, I cannot complete this, or I cannot even get past my second year modules. Maybe let me go to another qualification where I could easily pass, move on to the first level, and also go to the second level, which is quite dangerous in terms of what if the same pattern acquires in your qualification that you change. How are you going to manage that in terms of you changing qualification from the next to another?
And sorry, just to add on as well, there are so many various things that students, when they register and they get demotivated, that we can expand on and talk about. Mm-hmm. But also as well, when you start to study and then you realize that on your second level, like she was saying, that one module, you feel like, you know what, I can't do it anymore. Yeah, then that's the thing that demotivates you as a person for you to do or to cut off your program, because now you feel that I cannot over with this module.
Mm-hmm. And how can one person make sure that they stay motivated throughout?
There's various, if you can go through the Unisa website, there are various broadcasting podcasts that one can listen to on what needs to happen for you to be able to be motivated or to stay in tune and whatever. Mm-hmm. And also one thing that I've realized is students, they need to, maybe if you study, the best thing also is to study as a group. There's so many learning activities that students can be able to do, and they can study as a group to be motivated or do several other things for them to be motivated into their studies.
Mm-hmm. Well, you just mentioned studying as a group. You know, as young people, I feel like every young person has went through that cycle where you feel peer pressure, rather. You know, you are studying, your friends are out there partying, and like, but I'm here and they're there, what's going to happen? So how do you handle peer pressure when it comes to that, with that regard?
Okay, remember, with the peer pressure, you need to look at yourself. You need to look at your career goal in terms of, why did I decide to study? No? Mm-hmm. You might find that your friends sure do go to parties and all that, but look at the first important thing in terms of who you are as a person. Mm-hmm. What are you trying to accomplish in your life? So when you look at the things that motivate you, like your career goal, normally will encourage students to, you know, for you to be motivated, just put a picture on your wall about something that you love, about the places you want to you to see yourself. So whenever you wake up, you will see, you know what, me studying for this exam, preparing for exam, even though my friends are out there, you know, why are you going to study your exams? You know why I'm putting myself and I'm not going out there to party. Instead of, let me go party and I see my exam. And now when you are not reaching your full potential, as you know that you are, then you start being demotivated, and that is when you start procrastinating with your exam, and you start to have that self-doubt because you didn't reflect on your motivation in terms of, why did I come here to study at UNISA?
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned career goals. How does one start or begin setting their career goals? How do you go about that?
Okay, with career goal, it depends on who you are as a person and in terms of your interest. What do you want to be in life? You can think about a lot of things about, for instance, some might think, you know, singing is a hobby to me, but you might find with singing, it can become your career. So sitting down and thinking about what is it that I really enjoy doing and what options do I have in terms of the things that I really do like doing? And also, how can I identify the opportunity in terms of that? Then that is when you start with the planning in terms of your career goal. What you need, what type of information, how can you get there?
Mm-hmm. And just to add on as well, we had a discussion with one of the supervisors, and we were communicating about a self-motivation or motivation, which is a little baby that's inside you, mm-hmm. and that you need to nurture and grow. And for you, in order to nurture, you need to say, you know what I'm doing is okay. You need to have that little motivation inside you that say, you know what I'm doing is okay, and I need to move on. And if you do not feed that baby, you're going to damage yourself, and you're going to now start to act like somebody next to you because you're not motivated enough and you're not self-confident to say, you know what I'm doing, even if I fail or even if I go forward, you need to motivate that thing inside you.
But how do you start, or how do you go about doing that?
Trusting yourself as a person. You need to trust yourself, and you need to believe in yourself that you are able to do this on your own. Once you believe in yourself, all these other obstacles for you, they will be much easier for you to overcome.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, very interesting. And do you have any additional information with regards to the topic?
Okay. Since it's exam, you know, students should really think about what is it that with the exam are they trying to achieve. Is it they want just to pass the modules, or to get distinction, or to complete their qualification? Mm-hmm. And also, if you are procrastinating in terms of to start revising with the exam, think about what is it making you for you to actually postpone preparing for exam. And once you've reflected about that and you see that, okay, I don't understand a certain chapter, or I'm having struggles in terms of this, you are welcome to contact our directorate. You can call us on 012-441-5388, or you can send us an email at counseling@unisa.ac.za, or you are welcome to visit any UNISA branch that is closer to you and go to the career counseling department and have a conversation with us.
Okay, and how about you, Neil?
Oh, yes. One thing that I just want to say is start now. Don't say tomorrow. You know, Nike Lee will say, just do it. So
yeah,
you must wake up. You must wake up and doing it, mm-hmm. and you will feel much lighter, because once you procrastinate or you wait for a week before the exam start, mm-hmm. you're going to have so many challenges. You're going to now start to be stressed and so forth. And that's why when you start early, at least you are preparing yourself for the exams properly. And mm-hmm. then you have that motivation that when you're writing an exam, at least now you're confident enough to know that I will know my stuff. So that's one thing. It's if they would like to communicate with the us, they can come through to the DCCD, and then we are able to sit down with them with whatever challenges that they are facing.
Mm-hmm. Well, guys, thank you very much for being
thanks
here.
Thanks a lot.
There you have it, guys. That was Itumeleng and Newa from the DCC group talking to us rather about procrastination and how to stay motivated as a student. So please do visit their offices. They are so very welcome to help you with regards to your studies. You are still tuned into the Lunchbox with me, Petunia Sibuyi, at UNISA Radio, the African voice is all about you.
Visit our Facebook page for updates, interviews, competitions, and much more. UNISA Radio.